Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Denise, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you guys are having an awesome time. It's Memorial Day. You're doing your cookouts. You're cooking some everything. I know you are. From the ribs to the chicken, people having seafood. They're just having a good time. I just thank you so much that you took the time out to hang out with us. Why are you going back for the third, most likely? But you know, it's a thing you're supposed to enjoy life. The most important thing is to smile and actually be a good effect to somebody else. And we here at Good Deeds want to bring an awesome, awesome topic that's actually very relevant for today, because we need to network with each other. We need to help our brothers and sisters. We need to do our part. And then we won't have to worry about the jealousy. We won't have to worry about how so many people are so worried about what somebody else do. If you do your part and help somebody else, I guarantee several opportunities will come your way. You know, when we were growing up in school, you know, we always go to church on Sundays, like we still do. But, you know, they always had a fellowship out. You know, you were there to listen to other people and network with each other. We didn't call it network. We called it fellowship. But that's pretty similar, that we need to be there to see what somebody else needs, and then we're supposed to what? Work together. And we have an awesome, awesome opportunity today to find out from the king of networking, Mr. John Sandberger. He's going to tell us, you know, of course, what networking is, and then he also is going to tell us what some tools and some things that we should be doing in networking. Because some people think it's a one-way street, and that's not what it is. If you've seen any of the pictures about networking, it is intertwined with each other. It's just not one person. It's a whole team working together. So we're going to actually get some great tools. He's going to tell us about, of course, the wonderful things that's going on in his life. And we're going to actually find out what's the real meaning of networking. You know, we need to find the real meaning. We don't really know the real meaning of that. So we're going to actually jump into this. I'm not going to talk much today like I normally do. We're going to just slow it on down, and we're going to actually bring John Sandberger here to actually give us this awesome information, because if you are networking right, oh, wow, you can increase, your business can go to the many, many different levels. I mean, we know we're doing the right thing because God has given us our passion and purpose, so we're walking in our purpose. But what we need to do is to always give back. Some of my buddies always say, you know, what can you do forward? What can you pass forward to someone else to help somebody else out? So that's what we're going to talk about today, the art of networking. And we thank you so much, John Sandberger. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Doctor. Can you hear me?
Thank you so much. Yes, I can. Thank you so much for hanging out with Good Deeds. Can you hear me clearly?
Oh, yes, I can. And it's my pleasure. And first of all, you know, without delaying, I'd like to get honest to God, who all praise is due forever, because God is the number one networker out there. And it's an honor to be on your show, Dr. Sunday. And it's also an honor to be to bring this powerful message of networking, because you know I am the networking king. And to give a little bit about myself to the audience out there, is that, you know, I was born in a small town of Chester, Pennsylvania, and I'm not going to go through all my bio, because I hate to go through a long list of, you know, what I did and what I accomplished. I like to get right down and, you know, as they say, dirty, and give you the information that you are here to listen to. Small town, Chester, Pennsylvania. I started really networking without knowing that I was a networker when I was at the age of 16, when I put together a group. And at that particular time, we sold a lot of things, you know, to help out in the community and also to guide young men that were around, that were looking up to us. In college at Baptist Christian Trade School, was one of the top 10 colleges in the United States. I also got to put together a small group of young men, and still at that particular time, I didn't know exactly what networking was all about. Matter of fact, the word didn't even cross my mind, and I started a group called Strictly About Business, SAD, Businessmen Association. But what got me when I got to Los Angeles, California, and I really found out exactly what networking was all about. And once you understand exactly what networking is all about, because we can go way back to when we were born in our mother's womb, we was networking then, and I believe that each and every one of us was born to network. And when we was in our mother's womb kicking her, and she built that stomach, you know, every time you kicked her, you was networking then. And then as you got to first grade, like Dr. Sunday was saying, just like you installed shit, you wanted to get to know, have somebody to, you know, be with you, you would network again all the way through high school. So networking is is a powerful resource to every business. I don't care exactly what you do. I don't care if you was out there selling jack. Okay, you had to network in order to sell your jack. So as I was developed in the area of a network in Los Angeles, I discovered a young lady named Barbara Lindsay. And she had an expo in the convention center. And I said, wow, wow, wow. You know, I'd like to be a part of that. So, and then later on down the line, she had a holiday expo. So I said, you know what? I have to get to know this young lady. So what I did, once I got the information, I called their phone. And for a whole week, I'm telling you, a whole week, I was calling her, Barbara, this is John Chambers. I'd like to be a part of your team. And, you know, I was talking to the answer service. I wasn't talking to her live. So I did that for a whole week, and I did not get no response. So I said, okay, I found out she went to First A&E Church in Los Angeles, where they had like 10,000 members. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I like this, so I'm thinking I'm getting there early and everything. So I get there, it was already packed. So I had to go way down to the basement right there where they had speakers down there, and me and this other guy was the only one down there, but I'm sure when I got work in networking, there was only one brochure left. So I went through the brochure, and I found out they were looking for volunteers. I said, okay, that's my angle. So I called on that Monday. I said, Barbara, this is John Schamberger, and I'm bringing 50 volunteers with me. Now, I didn't have 50 volunteers, you know, not at all. I did not have 50 volunteers. So what I did since I was with First A&E, I've been on a 20 training program, and I graduated from there. I went in front of the group, and I brought 50 volunteers. So they were saying, who is this young man that brought all these people? So they really didn't know exactly who John Schamberger was at that particular time, but they really knew exactly who I was when we had our first networking ball, where you got about over like 300 business people in a room getting ready for the expo, and, you know, everybody had to, you know, network with one another, give your pitch and your skill. So that first year, I came in second place. I had 105, just like yesterday, business card, and I remember Meryl from Shabazz. I'll never forget her. She had like 107 up there. And then, you know, I was hot, too, because I was like about, what, 2 business card shy. The next year, I became number 1, Network of the Year. Lost that day. Boy, that was the finest day of my life. And the third year, I get ready to win again, and they said, Ernie King came up to me and said, what you doing? I said, what you mean what I'm doing? I said, I'm getting ready to win this again. She said, oh, no, you ain't. You part of the team. You can't win this if this thing is red. And that's it. So as far as networking goes, networking is the most viable tool. Now, I'm going to get you on the serious note about networking. I was made a statement, each one help one, teach one. Now, with networking, if you notice, if you ever watch exactly what I do, what I be posting, and you see millionaires and training out there, I love promoting business. I love promoting businesses, but what I don't like is when you promote others and they don't do the same for you. And then they wonder why they're not getting somewhere. Because sometimes we could be selfish in what we do as far as when it comes down to network. Oh, yes, you can network me. You can promote me all day long and everything. But you know what? I'm not thinking about you to promote you. But you don't know by promoting others, they can get you to other people that you may not be able to get to. You ain't hear me. I don't think they heard me, doctor. By promoting others, they can get you to other people you cannot get to. And that is the most powerful thing. And once I learned that, I said, okay, I don't remind promoting Dr. Sunday. I don't mind promoting Amanda Johnson or What's Your Point of View. I don't mind promoting Michelle Snow or Michelle Network. I don't mind promoting Kate Milton Wallace of National TV Broadcasting Network, and so on, and so on, and so on. So as I promote him, I also promote myself. And so when I promote myself, and while I promote them, that is a win-win situation. And so once you understand and develop that mindset of helping one another when it comes down to networking, then your business can go to another level.
That's true. But let's break it back down a little bit more, because we want to make sure that everybody knows the steps they're supposed to do. Just on the basic level, let's say, for example, I mean, let's take two scenarios, if you will. Let's take one, like you just said, let's expand it a little bit more in social media. Mm-hmm. Now, we have people look at how many likes you have, they look at how many friends you have, they look at what the content, I mean, really, you have to be very confident on what you put on Facebook. It's not like you have a general conversation. If you want to talk to me, just text me if you want some on general conversation, because all this is around the world. But let's break it down just like two or three steps that you think that people should do on Facebook in regards to networking, because you know there's so many restrictions with Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, Twitter, so many restrictions. But just give us a couple of tools of how we can approach social media.
You know what, Doctor? I'm glad you mentioned that, because I once told an individual, I said, you know, what you post, how you can tell that people are really following you is by the likes. Is by the likes. That means they're interested in exactly what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what I do is I'm also no security. So I'm in the security business also. So what I do, I study people bio. And when I study people bio, I find out exactly what they're all about. I see exactly what business they are in. Matter of fact, I also go to their pictures, because, you know, pictures speak loudly, you know, about an individual, what they do. Now, what I don't like, if you are in business, and here you have a free vehicle avenue as a Facebook to promote your business, that's all you should be promoting. All that, I just got some morning drunk coffee with Bill and Bob, you know, I don't want to see all that. I want to see exactly you are promoting your business on Facebook. All that other stuff, you can just throw out the window, because people are not interested in that. And then that's how you build your brand up. They, you know, because they see that you're serious. Your whole Facebook page should be about your business or you. Now, you also might throw in some positive words in there. If you go to my page, you'll see me, I'll throw some positive words in there. Then you see me promoting this. Then I'll promote something positive that's going around, especially in my city of Chester, that is really positive, because I have a lot of people that watch exactly my post that I put it out there before the newspaper get it out there. But that's one of the main things that if you are listening out there, you have to put your business out front. You have to, if you're trying to grow your brand, make your Facebook about your brand. Not about Tom, Dick, and Harry, that they ain't doing nothing, they ain't going nowhere. Hey, you got a business, and because you got a business, they want you to put your stuff up there. Nah, the only thing you should be up there is about your brand. So, Doctor, you're exactly right, you know, about when it comes down to posting on Facebook.
Because the thing about it is you're pretty restricted, because if you really don't like somebody else or comment on their Facebook, you actually, Facebook is real, it's a plan, they have a system. If you don't like somebody else, eventually you're not going to even see their post. Because when you post something, you're only getting 10%, but if you like them and do comments, you actually can see their post. You know, so I really
think,
so let's take it to the next level, because we want to talk about this, and how, because I know women, we tend to have this concern, I'll be honest. When we go into a live event, how should we, I mean, you know, one of my network marketing groups I was with, that I'm still with, the young lady always told us that we light the room up when we walk in the door. So I'm like, wait a minute. So I had to learn that, because when I walk in the room, I light the room up. And that's just my confidence. I'm not being cocky. But so women, we have to make sure our self-esteem, you know, I'm just wanting to throw that out there for our ladies that listen. But what things that you do as soon as you walk in the room, because, you know, I've heard people tell you, as soon as you walk in the room, your networking should start.
Right. You know what? You know, that is very powerful. You remember back in the day, and, you know, I'm ready to tell my age, where E.F. Hutton had a commercial. And they said that commercial was, when E.F. Hutton talked, people listened. Well, if you have an aura about yourself, it shows, you know, it shows exactly where you walk in the room. And as soon as you walk in the room, people is looking. Because they can feel there is something about this individual that just walked in that room that I have to be get to know. So, for all you women out there, you know, don't be thinking that it's a, because she looks better or she's dressing better, she got the best shoes on. It might be something about this individual that turns the people around that they want to be associated with. So, but that person probably had went through something and paid the price where now when she walk in the room, I wish I heard Zig Ziglar say, if you help other people get exactly what you want, they will help you get exactly what you want. That comes from Zig Ziglar. So when I walk in the room, or when you walk in the room, knowing that you're going in there to help other people get exactly what they want, and sometimes that vibe that you have in your mind that will go out of the sphere and it will hit them automatically, you don't even know exactly why they turn around and looking at you. But God makes it in such a way that your aura about you, I mean, it just lights up the room. People just stop doing just because you just walked in the room. And you may not be the only person like that, but you know you have to think that you're the only person like that.
Wow. That's powerful.
Wow.
But you know, you guys, this is so powerful about this networking. But you know what? We have to always, we're going to go back to that mindset. The mind, as the slogan always say, the cliche, is a terrible thing to waste. We have to make
exactly.
it confident. And we have one of great buddies in that's blowing up Facebook right now, Miss Tabitha Wilson. She said, you got to be confident. You have to, she agrees with me that we need to light the room up when we come in. We need to believe that we own the world. Not cocky, not, you know, confidence and cocky is totally different. We have to believe
Amen.
That we can fly. We need to believe
Amen.
That we are experts, we are gurus in the area that God has given us to be. But you
exactly.
know what? We have to have in our mind that we can do it, that we can fly, that we can understand that God has us in our right purpose. But you guys, hold on now. We're going to take a short little break. And you know that went right into the song by Yolanda Adams, which is, I Believe I Can Fly. You have to believe in yourself that you can do it. And Mr. John Shumbert is going to be back. He's holding back on us, y'all. He hadn't really told us about the millionaires in training. He's going to talk more about that. But hold tight now, B. Hold tight. Get you some more reels. We'll be right back, okay?
Everlasting love. You
screen there in a minute, so I had to, we had to slow that down a little bit. You know, that's one of my favorite songs, and from my understanding,
yes,
that's one of Millionaires and Trains songs, that's their favorite song. But you know, we want to make sure we got much more time for Mr. John Schoenberger that can tell us more about this networking. Now, I want him to dive in, but I just thought of something that we need to talk about just very quickly. And actually, no, I'm going to let him take the floor. I'll let him handle it. I believe he's going to talk about it anyway. We want you to talk and tell us about the Millionaires in Training. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. You know what? You know, I'm about to cry myself because you know that's Millionaires in Training theme song right there. I sleep it, drink it, and eat it right there. But about Millionaires in Training, strangely, you know, how I developed Millionaires in Training and came up with that name is when I was there in Los Angeles. And I was trying to get the Los Angeles Black Business Expo, and I had that, just the name of it, and then as time went on, I developed the best of it, put everything together with the logo, and became with Millionaires Training Owners Only. And one of the mission statements of Millionaires Training is to aid businesses in successful networking, and I'll repeat that again, successful networking and development of their business success. Our company goal and objective is to create a brand logo that uplifts the mind of every man and woman worldwide. I want Millionaires in Training to be like Nike, McDonald's. I want it to be like McDonald's everywhere everywhere you go, you see McDonald's logo. Matter of fact, a child can spot McDonald's logo 20 miles away. You saying where, but the child knows it's there. I want Millionaires in Training to be on everything since sliced bread, peanut butter, jelly, macaroni and cheese, butter on it. I want it to be on everything. That's the goal of Millionaires in Training. So, and our philosophy is whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Y'all ain't hear me out there. Whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And one of the things I like that Dr. Sundy, she had a little quote, don't stop, get it. Don't stop, get it, quit it. Now, one of the things, when we talk about networking out there, one of the things people ask me, what is Millionaire Training? Do you have a program? Well, one of the things as far as the networking goes, I network with different groups and organizations, and my number one group that I'm working with is with Dr. Sunday of 5 and 365. 5 and 365. Don't you just like that ring? 5 and 365, which, you know, I'm not going to go into detail about it, but I'm a part of that. I endorse that. I endorse that because she's endorsed Millionaires in Training, and we have a little networking going on right there, and it wasn't for 5 and 365, Millionaires in Training probably wouldn't be, you wouldn't be hearing Millionaires in Training right now. So I'm going to turn it back over to the good doctor right there, and she's going to tell you about 5 and 365, doctor.
Well, you have me all in tears because I'm usually always supporting and showcasing other people. So this is a different thing for me, but you know, because I always show the light, and my God has me. That's my purpose, is to showcase and promote other people. But God has put this program. I'm actually also a passion and purpose coach, and God has put in my spirit a program called Thrive in 365. Now, what that's going to be about, it's going to be a weekly coaching call. And you don't have to leave your home. You don't have to actually go to a live event. You can actually be in your car. You can be in your home. You can be in your job. You can be just relaxed out on the beach. Only thing you have to do is dial a telephone number, which we do that so easily. You can set it in and just hit one or something, or just say call 5 and 365 call. You know, that's what I'm going to do on my phone. But what we're going to do is we're going to actually have several topics from, you know, being a business owner, just in general terms, and from passion and purpose. We're going to have wealth building, which you got to know what to do with the money when you get it, right? And then relationships, because we got to have relationships, of course, with our Heavenly Father, but of course, He gives us all these relationships here, from our family to our business, you know, customers. You know, we got to treat the customers right. And we also will touch on taking action, because when you get all this information, and of course, health and wellness. I miss that, but that's a big, we got to eat right, we got to have the right information in our business. We got to have the full pocket in order to move forward. So we're going to actually have people come, some of my wonderful colleagues, and if you want to be a speaker as well, you know, please contact us as well. But we actually, on Thursday morning at 9 a.m., you'll have an opportunity to hear the wonderful guests talk about purpose in life, and then they're going to give you some golden nuggets that you can take an action. Call to action will be done on each one of the calls that you can actually do things to make a, you know, make a change to move forward in life. So you guys, we're going to post it in the Facebook, but of course you can contact us with Good Deeds. You can contact Millionaires in Training, and we can actually work this together, because the goal is we all are one. And we're going to help each other and make the, we're going to make the X's go. You know, if you see the networking X's, we're going to make the X's go all over the world and help our sisters and brothers. But I'm going to tell you that, to John, I want to please give us your contact information of how we can actually book you for different speaking events, how we can get Millionaire Training or chapter in our different states, and how we can actually network and build a great following to help each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the, of course, you can connect with me on Facebook, and also you can also connect with me through Good Deeds with my good friend, Dr. Renee Sunday. And also, you can go to my website, www.millionairesintraining.com, where I am still developing that website as we speak right now. For those, and also, I'm getting texts for those asking about the T-shirt. There, you can order a Millionaires in Training T-shirt. You can order as one, or you can order for your group. So those are the three stages of exactly where you can contact Millionaires in Training through Good Deeds with Dr. Renee Sunday, or you can go to my website, www.millionairesintrainingonitsown.com, or you can connect with me on Facebook or in just inbox me.
Well, we've learned so much. We know what networking is not, and we know, just always think back now, when you was in church, how mama used to go up to the person that actually was new in the church. What mama did? She shook their hand, she gave them a hug, if it was, you know, okay, and then she let them talk first about themselves. And then you say something about yourself. That's the one mistake that we do. We try to sell the first time we meet somebody. Do not do that. Develop a relationship first, and then you can kind of go from there. But we really, truly thank John Schaffner, Millionaires in Training, for hanging out with us here at Good Deeds.
Oh, my pleasure, Dr.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and I
want you're welcome.
Out there. I want anybody to remember out there, whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve, and don't stop. Get it.
Y'all know I'm on a dance line. Don't stop. Get it. You have to get your purpose now. And you know how to get in contact with us. GoodDeedsLive.com. And you know we on the website, GoodDeedsLive.com. And social media, Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. And you know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Be good now.